And a very good Friday afternoon to SEN's First Lady of Sport, Megan Hustwaite. G'day, Megs.
Hi, Kev. Great to chat to you again.
Yeah, very good. What have you got planned for Easter? Just a quiet time, or are you busy working?
Yes, busy working. Got 3 days coming up at the cricket, so just having a quiet day today and then a lot of cricket to take in, which will be great.
And the cricket you're talking about, of course, is the Premier Grand Final between the Ringwood Cricket Club and Fitzroy.
Yes, the Premier Final at Shapes is an absolute cracker as well. We've got Ringwood, who are back-to-back Premiers, playing their fifth Grand Final in 9 years. So there's been a bit of a contemporary heavyweight in this competition. And Fitzroy Doncaster, who have been on top of the ladder all year. They've only lost 3 games, I think, and are in their first decider in a decade. So it's been a bit of a finals drought for the Lions, but they're a good chance of winning it this weekend.
And Ringwood certainly are playing up the fact that Fitzroy have been the number one team all year. I saw an interview with their captain saying, oh, no, they're clearly the best side in the competition.
Yes, Ringwood captain Tom Stray's been around the block, and he knows what the go is. So he was very quick early in the week to say that the Lions deserve to be favourites, and they do. But I think Ringwood's grand final experience is going to be paramount in this game, and I think that's why a lot of people think that the Rams will be well suited to this 3-day final.
So it's a 3-day final. What's the thinking behind that? So they can finish it off over the Easter break?
I'm not sure. It doesn't always fall on Easter, but it's always sort of been 3 days, 300 overs. So it usually starts on the Friday if it's not Easter, but it starts tomorrow, 10:30 a.m. at the Junction Oval. So bit of rain forecast over the next couple of days, but it shouldn't be too much to impact the game.
Now, Fitzroy Doncaster's coach, Mick O'Sullivan, there's a bit of an inspiring story behind him, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. Mick's had a lot going on behind the scenes, aside from leading the Lions to the top of the ladder this year. His 30-year-old daughter, Amy, has Lyme disease, which is a tick-borne disease, which is not actually medically recognised in Australia. So she spent some of last year in Germany having treatment, Mick with her, during the cricket pre-season. She's over in Switzerland at the moment going... having intense treatment. So it's an awful disease. It's got a lot of various symptoms, paralysis, vision and memory loss, very violent seizures. It's really awful to have seen a fit, healthy 30-year-old personal trainer go through this, and it's really taken a toll on Mick and his family. But yeah, cricket's been, and Fitzroy Doncaster has been, a great release and great therapy for Mick, as he spoke about in that story. And the club's been an amazing support. And yeah, it's quite incredible that he's got them into this drought-breaking grand final with what's been going on in his life away from the game.
Yeah, absolutely. That story, incidentally, if you want to read it, it is a very inspiring story. It's up on the Leader Community Newspapers website. Check that one out. So how do you think this game's going to pan out? Obviously, we've got a little bit of rain forecast, maybe showers over the next 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, there's a bit of rain, so whether or not I think the showers tomorrow are forecast late in the afternoon, so it'll be interesting. I think whoever wins the toss tomorrow morning will bat, but a lot of talk this week has been around Ian Holland, the Ringwood star all-rounder, and whether he'll be available to play. He's in Victoria's Sheffield Shield squad of 13, so over in Adelaide preparing for the Shield final. If he doesn't make that Victorian 11, he'll fly back to Melbourne tomorrow and will be available to play for Ringwood on days 2 and 3 of the grand final.
And he is a player that has a very good grand final history.
Oh, he does. His finals record, I put it together yesterday, 9 finals, 312 runs, 200s, including one in the grand final last year, 32 wickets, 4 fives, including 5 wickets in both of the grand finals he's played for, and 5 for 20 last week in the semi-finals. So he's huge for Ringwood with bat and ball, and I think he will play for the Rams in the next couple of days. So he's a huge factor for them.
Gee whiz, final. That's an absolutely staggering finals record.
Yeah.
I'd be searching. I reckon you'd have to go through record books after record books to find anyone who's had that kind of impact. I mean, it takes you back to the Bill Laurie days of scoring 200s in finals. That sort of impact. And he's got impact with the ball as well as the bat. That's amazing.
He's been huge with the ball, particularly in the grand final win last year over Monash Tigers. He made 100 and took 5 wickets, and he did the same the week before in the semi-final. So he's in the first final this year against Camberwell, I think he finished with 4 for 3 or something ridiculous like that. So, and yeah, 5 wickets last week, he's been huge. And yeah, he'll have a big say in whether Ringwood can go back to back.
No, that's a biggie. Now, you mentioned the Sheffield Shield Grand Final. That's coming up at Glitterol Stadium, which I gather is Glen Elg, starting tomorrow between the South Aussies and the Vics.
Yeah, it's going to be a cracker. The Bush Rangers are looking to be the first team in 11 years to win an away Shield final. So a bit of history there, but some history for South Australia as well. Haven't played in a Shield final since 95-96. So they've had a spectacular campaign under first-year captain Travis Head. We know the form of Chad Sayers with the ball. They've got a really consistent team. The Bush Rangers, I guess, lived in a way. They'd had a spectacular season. The batting collapsed in the last couple of games, but they'll take a lot of confidence out of their performance against New South Wales last week, and it will just be interesting now to see whether they go in unchanged and play the two spinners, Farwood Ahmed and John Holland, or whether they make a change. They've brought veteran bowler Clint Mackay into that 13. So I guess they'll be weighing up conditions at Glen Elg, but it will be really interesting to see what kind of side they go with now.
You would have to think that David Saker's brought Clint Mackay in because A, of his experience, and probably because they're not getting the job done well enough with the ball. You wouldn't bring him in not to play him, I would have thought.
Yeah, I agree. And with South Australia being the higher ranked team, they've only got a draw to win the Shield final. So Victoria needs to win. I think that's probably where we'll see Ian Holland come back and play for Ringwood with, as you said, Mackay's experience. It's invaluable in a final. They need to take those 10 wickets. So, yeah, I guess we'll know at the toss tomorrow. I think it'll come down to the last minute whether they do go with the two spinners or whether they bring Mackay back in and drop, I guess, maybe John Holland.
Yep, he probably will be the one who will get to come back. The question mark over the Victorians has been the inconsistency at the top order of the batting with Dean and Bobby Quiney and even to, I guess, a lesser degree, Stoinis. They all went badly in that last Shield game.
Yeah, it's been worrying for a couple of weeks now, well, for a couple of games. It kind of come out of nowhere and the batting hasn't been great at all. So that'll be a real concern, particularly with someone like Sayers if he's in full flight. But yeah, that opening partnership in particular hasn't been really steady for a little while now. So the Vics will need to get off to a great start and look to shake off some of that bad form.
And this will finally be the end of the cricket season, Megs.
No, I was thinking last night with the footy starting, Premier Cricket started on the Grand Final Eve public holiday, which I was doing the AFL Grand Final parade for SEN. So that's how long the cricket.
Gee, it seems to have been. I don't know whether it may be because we had some pretty ordinary cricket over the summer, but the cricket season seems to have gone forever.
Yeah, it really does. So when you think that it's been going that long in terms of just the context of, you know, the AFL Grand Final and then Round 1. It does seem pretty long, but hopefully we can have a great Premier Final at the Junction, and I'd encourage anyone that wants to have a look, get down. It'll be a great, really great spectacle, and hopefully the Bush Rangers can go back-to-back as well.
Now, I know you love your cricket and you're a very big fan of the long form of the game. Have you been, has the T20 World Cup got you in?
No, not yet, and I'm not sure whether it's, we're just talking about spinners. Australia sort of hasn't really made the right call in terms of spinning to win at this stage. But no, I haven't really got in so far. Hopefully I will a little bit more in the next couple of games. But has it been something that's interested you yet?
Well, that's why I asked the question, because it hasn't got me in at all yet. I watched the first game that Australia played in and we lost, and that wasn't a bad game. But haven't really been bothered. I've been following it, obviously, but I haven't really been bothered watching it. It hasn't got me in yet.
I heard Darren Berry on the run home last night make a great point about Steve Smith and his place in the team and whether he should even be in the team, let alone be captain. And Chuck was talking about how it's been a bit of a poison chalice being captain of the Australian T20 side, and it is. When you think of Finch was demoted not long ago, can't even make the team. Cameron White was a former Australian T20 captain. George Bailey, the list goes on. So whether or not it was the right decision to play Steve Smith and bat him at 3, I think we'll see in the next couple of games.
Yeah, it is interesting. Looking forward to keeping our eyes across this Premier Cricket Grand Final. Thank you, Megan. Have
Thanks,
a great Easter.
Kev. You too. Happy Easter.